The past year has been a tumultuous one for the mattress factory. The internationally known art museum was rocked by charges that it mishandled allegations of sexual misconduct. But while the mattress factory says it's moving forward, critics have questions. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
On May 23rd, the mattress factory opened Laboratory for Other Worlds. The exhibit, by Brooklyn-based artist Patty Loper, was a room-sized installation of the kind the museum is famous for. Loper's work includes video and audio with a handmade feel and an outer space theme. The artist says she's long wanted to show work at the mattress factory.
I really just feel very lucky to be invited to do this.
It was a moment of celebration for an institution that hasn't had many lately. It's been 16 months since museum co-director Michael Olenek fielded allegations that a male employee had raped two female co-workers and sexually assaulted or harassed several others. In September, four current or former employees filed a federal complaint charging that museum management retaliated when they objected to how the museum handled the original allegations. Ever since, the museum has been working to improve in-house practices and show the public it's turning things around. Many think it's headed in the right direction. Visitors to last month's opening event included Laura Morgan, who lives nearby on the north side. Morgan said she knew of the mattress factory controversies, but still supports the museum.
I'm really lucky to have this as a neighbor. I get to come a lot. It's been very special.
Haley Haldeman is the museum's second interim director since Olenek was put on leave. Haldeman, a lawyer who was hired off the museum's board, started work in February. That was 2 months after the museum reached a settlement with the current and next staffers who complained to the National Labor Relations Board. Haldeman says the museum is well on the way to fulfilling its terms.
We've hired a full-time HR and business manager. We're in the process of revising our handbook, improving our annual review structure.
Haldeman said visitorship at the mattress factory has been strong, but there's also been a major exodus of staff. According to one former employee, about 30 full or part-time workers have left in the past year, including members of the senior management team. Haldeman says the museum is forging ahead.
We've had no trouble bringing in new people.
Other issues linger. For instance, employees have complained that the museum's board and management lack transparency, that they don't communicate their plans well. Haldeman says she's working on this, but perhaps the biggest example is the fate of Olenek. Critics note that he never even suspended the employee accused of rape and sexual assault. Olenek was also one of the managers accused of verbally berating employees who complained or denying them work assignments. Olenek has been on paid leave for 8 months. He's widely recognized for helping turn the mattress factory into a draw for artists from around the world. But some close to the museum say Olenek shouldn't be the one leading it. Annalena Kempin was one of the employees who brought labor charges against the museum.
If the mattress factory were to bring Michael back in a capacity of a curator or something similar, I would feel like the museum was saying, you know, this guy did wrong, but he's too important for us to hold accountable.
Kempin left the mattress factory in May, but she says morale was still poor, and one reason was Olenek's unresolved status.
The board's decision as far as what happens next will make a huge impact on what the atmosphere at the museum is going to be like, what kind of institution the museum is going to be, whether or not people can start rebuilding trust in management.
Some current mattress factory employees, speaking anonymously, say they feel the same. The museum is seeking a permanent director, says Haldeman. As for Olenek, she said, the museum's board is still deciding whether to part ways with him or bring him back in some capacity. Jen Gooch is a Pittsburgh-based artist who has taught at the museum and exhibited there. Last year, she stopped selling her work in the museum's gift shop in protest. Now Gooch is among those waiting to see who leads the mattress factory in the long run.
And I think that's where, as a community member, I feel like I'll be able to trust that things have gotten better there.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.